Welcome to Quandary 42. I'm Kat.
And I'm Matt.
And this is our Tidewater Comic-Con episode.
Tidewater Comic-Con. It happened over the weekend of May 16th and 17th down in Virginia Beach at the amphitheater. Is that right?
It's the amphitheater.
The convention center.
It's the convention center.
It's the convention center. I'm sorry. Convention center. This year was the third time it's been around now. Originally, it was done at a hotel, and then it was at the convention center last year.
Yes. So, at first, it was... The first incarnation was in the spring of 2014, and it was just within a hotel, and the turnout was amazing. So, because there was so much interest in the Tidewater area, since there isn't really anything that addresses the sort of nerd community that's that close to home, the organizers ended up putting another one-day short convention on within the convention center down by the oceanfront in the fall.
And it was one room, and that was even bigger than the one at the hotel the year before. And I think everybody was pleasantly surprised, but a little bit shocked at how many people showed up. And it was that's a good thing. So this year, they had two rooms.
And 2 days.
And it was massive when we went in there to load in all the podcast stuff. It was massive. And I was personally like, whoa, this is nice. There's so much space. And when the doors opened on the first day, it was like a swarm. There was a lot of people that came in and a lot of cosplayers. I had no idea there's so many cosplayers in this area. And it was really neat and really fun, and everybody seemed to be having a good time. And the coolest thing about, I think, this con is that there's something there for everybody. So if you like Doctor Who, there's like 4 Doctor Who booths. If you like comics, there's comic writers and comic artists. If you like, what's another example of something that was there?
Oh, well, they had a lot of celebrity guests from TV shows like Being Human or Heroes of Cosplay. So they were really diverse in addressing different kinds of, I guess, nerds in the community. And so everyone who came by found something that they liked. And that was really nice. And it was really inclusive.
That was neat that there was a lot of different celebrities at this one. Because there was a couple at the last con. But this time they had the whole cast of Being Human, like you said. And the one lady who plays in X2. Kelly Hugh.
Yes.
And she plays in Arrow right now, which is a big show. And from what I heard, everybody had a really good time, and everybody was very nice, and it went really well, and everybody was super nice, which is really awesome to hear when fans and celebrities get along like that. One of the cool things we got to do was meet the different people walking around, and we actually got to interview someone who he's a Spider-Man fanatic. But we asked him what he thought about the coolest part of the con was, and this is what he had to say.
This is Steve.
Steve.
And I like the costumes. I like the vendors. I'm having a pretty good time. I hope you guys are too.
Yeah, what's your favorite costume so far?
So far, it has to be the Harley Quinn ones.
The Harley Quinn?
All of them. They all look great.
Steve had a really good point when he was talking about the cosplayers. We did see a really good mix of more casual store-bought t-shirts and people who had obviously put a lot of time and effort into having specific costumes. And sometimes the characters were not even ones that were necessarily immediately recognizable. I got an opportunity to talk to a really excellent officer, Jenny. What's your name?
My name is Sophie.
Sophie, and who are you dressed as today?
I'm dressed as Officer Jenny from Pokemon.
What made you pick that costume?
Well, it was one quote from the season one of the show where Ash and his friends are in a town and they ask her, "Are you by any chance the oddball in your family?" And she says, "No, all my cousins, they're the oddballs." So that kind of related to me.
Where you feel like you're the normal one, and it's the other people who are acting funny, and they probably feel the opposite way about you, right?
Yeah.
I really like that quote.
Mm-hmm.
Did you make the costume yourself?
Yeah.
That is so cool.
I made the skirt. I sewed this onto a shirt that I had to get in the boys' section
because
I didn't have anything in the girls' section. gloves are from Party City, so is the wig, and I made the hat by myself.
Very cool. So you actually colored it yourself to match. That's so cool. Yeah, because it's an unusual color combination.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I recognized you, but I didn't want to say it wrong and have you be like, no, I'm from this thing. So that's why I asked first. But yeah, I was really excited.
Yeah, that's happened to me a lot before.
Yeah, where people are like, are you? Oh, I thought so.
Yeah.
That's really awesome. So, do you have any plans for future cosplays that you're going to do?
I'm thinking next year I am probably going to be Nurse Joy.
Awesome.
I couldn't do it this year because I didn't have enough time. And
Yeah, I can imagine that the nurse's outfit can be kind of elaborate and all the pink and everything.
Yeah.
And you have to really go look for those
very,
kinds of things.
Very poofy.
Yeah, that's true. Absolutely. Well, I look forward to seeing your Nurse Joy next time. And thanks so much for letting me interview you.
Well, that was really cool that you got to hear Officer Jenny's backstory and why she chose that as her cosplay. I thought it was really neat because it was that she was just like a single cosplayer walking around herself, but there was also groups of cosplayers. Attack on Titan was really big.
Mm-hmm.
I saw lots of that. The really cool ones that I saw was like the Jedi's walking around and the mom and the kids. They were all dressed up as like families. And what was really neat is there was different organizations that show up to these conventions, and some of them, they do charity work as well. And I think Josh had some information on one of them. And speaking of the Jedis and Star Wars and things, I believe one of the groups was Stormtroopers, and he knew a little bit more about it. But so we asked him a little bit about it, and this is what he had to say.
No, it's the Stormtrooper. It's a charity organization called the 501st. They go to events across the United States. And I think in some places in the world. I think they've got like branches in Japan now, which is awesome. But each individual who comes on board can get into the crafting portion of the team.
Mm-hmm.
And each suit from start to finish takes about 2,000 hours to make. So it's almost a full-time job.
Wow.
Just to make a single suit, helmet, press, the armor, plates.
That's really cool.
Everything.
Speaking of group cosplays, one of the things that I really liked about having an inclusive convention was the way that people felt comfortable taking their own spins on traditional costumes. We had the opportunity to talk to a small group of cosplayers who actually did an undead Disney theme, and this is what undead Prince Charming had to say.
Like a lot of cosplay, it's a little bit MacGyvered, more than a little, actually. I made a aluminum foil base shape, covered it in Sculpey to create the apple core for the hilt, and then painted it. I attached a drawer pull and craft foam to do the cross piece, and then the actual blade is made of Bondo and sanded and painted. The costumes are based on a series of illustrations on DeviantArt by an amazing illustrator called JeffToon01. He's done all the Disney princesses. He hadn't done any of the princes, so I followed the same style.
Overall, Tidewater Comic Con was a blast.
It was really, really fun. I mean, we didn't even know what we were going to go focus on in this episode in general, but we focused on cosplayers, it seemed. And it was really, really neat because there were so many there, and I personally did not expect to see that many cosplayers.
Right.
So, that's probably the end of this episode because that's really what we focused on. Next episode, we're going to be talking about the different crossover events, big events in the different comics. Convergence is going on for DC. Actually, next week is the last week of it.
Great. We'll be able to go from beginning to end.
Yep, it'll be 1 through 8. It was 8 weeks straight through. Well, if you count the 0 week, which was really confusing unless you read Superman, but we'll get into that. And then Marvel has started their Secret Wars, which also has a bunch of shoot-off comics and stuff like that. It's kind of confusing, but we'll get into it more. We might even have a guest on that show because it's that in depth, and we might need someone to really dig in there.
Somebody who's a bit of an expert.
Yes. The other thing is, when we're talking about these things, we're going to talk about reboot versus a relaunch, because DC 52 did a reboot, right?
They
rebooted their whole universe, and now with the Convergence. It's really strange and really kooky, and I think the kooky is the best way to explain it for me because it's so weird why you would do that.
Right, and it's a really interesting topic, especially seeing how the two major comic book studios are both doing something very similar at the same time. So what's the purpose? Why are they doing it? What do they hope to accomplish? And how do us, the fans, react?
Right, and that will be on the next episode. Thank you for listening, And see you later.
See you later.